Tonight I would like to present living life with reflection, living life with our own experience, not other people's experience, this reflection of life. There are people that we don't like. Apparently there are people there that we either, you know, we can say don't like or not to prefer not to be with them, or to the extreme case we hate them. So different level of training, different level of stages, you can even hate them. So we need to be honest with us. There's nothing wrong with that, because that the stage of mind that is in, admit it, we hate them. But know that you hate them. You know, we don't need to cover it. We don't need to dodge it, because it is our experience, it is our mind, to be honest with ourselves. So when we have that experience, when we don't like somebody, and that reflection, we contemplate on it. Why do we don't like that person? Which part that we don't like? Speech, mannerism, looks, the way they dress, the way they walk, the way they eat. Can be many things that we don't like about a person. And from that, it accumulates through frictions, through interactions. So it keeps going on, and then we become cemented inside that person is so-and-so. And that attitude never changed. So this is the mind in its raw stage. That's how it happens. So if we contemplate, we can learn a lot from that. Maybe we don't like that person because that person is ignorant, and that person is full of themselves, and that person say things that is not wise and hurt us, and that person do things roughly and without consideration that hurts not only us but hurts a lot of people. And the way that person, you know, tell other people of what we told them with, you know, confidence, not keeping those, qualities and values that as we confide in them as a good friend. So many reasons, for many reasons that we don't like somebody. So if we reflect that experience, then, you know, we can apply it within ourselves, we understood. Because it is our experience, and because it is our own mind, we know why we don't like that person exactly. Maybe little things, but we know exactly. Maybe last time, you know, instead of giving that envelope properly, just throw it on our desk like that. Or maybe, what we are wearing, they say, oh, that's, I got that for, you know, or say in some places I saw it selling for $5 or something like that. For that little reason, you don't like that person anymore. So be honest of why we don't like that person. And then, by applying in ourselves, in our experience, we know the reasons why we don't like these people. There's not only one, there are many people. So we apply that to ourselves, our speech. We try to contemplate, what have I been speaking? In which way have I been speaking? In which angle and position have I been speaking? You know, am I somehow speaking like I know everything? Are people thinking that I'm always bossy? Because I say things in that tone, in that manner? Or are people thinking that, you know, I always try to, put down people? So, with this reflection, with this experience, from that, you know, giving attention to our own experience, we try to apply it to other people, how they would see us. So with this reflection, it's very simple. Do you want people to like you, or do you want people not to like you? That's the question. So in life, if you want to have good friends, want people to like you, or at least do no harm to you, then there are ample examples there why you don't like people. You avoid those things that people did to you that you don't like. You don't do it to other people. That's living life with reflection. You go to the supermarket, you're a bit of in a hurry, and you are queuing there, and this lady in the front, you know, and you know, the girl at the checkout putting everything in, and then, you know, when the girl finished, then she started looking for the purse, and then she started looking for the money, and then looking for the coins. You know, there are people waiting at the back, you know, all of them. And then at the last moment, she said, I don't have enough money, use my credit card. There goes the credit card. Oh, it doesn't work. Oh, sorry, I got another one. Gift another one. And people are at the bed waiting. And then that one doesn't work either. So, oh, sorry, there's another one there. And that works. And then, you know, she, you know, all the things signed and everything. And then instead of leaving immediately, she has to put this and put that. And then she said, oh, I forgot, you know, another cigarette, please. You know, I want that packet of cigarette. It's keep going on and on. So why don't you like that sort of person? It's not considerate. It's not planned. It's not prepared. I knew some people many years ago. I took bus. Some people, when they get on the bus, you know, it's raining. People are also trying to get on. Then they start looking for the, you know, money. In this pocket, in that pocket, where is it? Taking, you know, so long, and, you know, people are there getting wet, you know. These are the things, isn't it? So, and then some people, they are coughing and running noses and walking into the supermarkets and in the public places and coughing into people's faces, isn't it? So these are the things, and when you contemplate, you start refining yourself. You know, before I came out, I asked, you know, what if I, you know, missing? Do I have everything? The first thing is handkerchief, in case I cough, isn't it? Why do I do that? Because of the harm, no harm to myself, no harm to the other people. That's a principle the Buddhists live, no harm to ourselves and no harm to others. So these, if you come to realize that, and people in the, you know, places smoking from the upwind, they don't go to the downwind and smoke. They have to go upwind and they have to smoke. These sort of things, you know, why you don't like people, then you apply it to yourself. You make other people's life easier, you know. And, you know, there's in Bunnings. I used to go a lot to Bunnings because I do a lot of reticulation things at home, you know. This doesn't work, that doesn't work. Then you have to go to Bunnings and get this sprinkler or get that elbow or whatever, you know. And this lady never smiled at me at the entrance, you know. You know, hello, this, that, that's all, you know. And then one day I went there and I saw these trolleys on the disabled parking place. I said, my goodness, that is really bad, you know. People, disabled people, they want to park there. How will they park? So I was two or three trolleys, I was taking them out, you know, to the out place, you know. And then when that finished, it was quite a hot day too. I went in and, oh, this lady was so sweet, you know. How are you? Because she was looking at me, you know. So when you have these, you always have gain friends. Because you are harmless and you have a good mind towards people, good will towards other people. So if you, you know, contemplate on the experiences we have in everyday life, why you don't like people, and apply that to yourself. Never fail to apply it to yourself. Always do that. And if you do that, you start contemplating about it, you know. How is the mind of that person? You know, maybe that person's mind is so and so, then you come to realize that that person needs help. And you can't get angry either. You have compassion, you know. As I drive here, You know, there was a cars parked at the red light. I was a bit fast, so I was coming, and then I was on the left lane, a big four-wheel drive in the front, so no cars at the back, so I drive quite, roll my car quite slowly and then turn to the left lane, and then the light become green, and the front little car wouldn't go. And then I just, you know, rolling slowly, and then eventually it, you know, go, and going very slowly, and I go very slowly too. I didn't push or anything, give a good, you know, proper distance. And then I keep following like that. He wouldn't drive. And I'm smiling, you know. I'm not angry. I know people's behavior. Then after the roundabout, I changed to the other lane. Then he started driving fast. The speed. And I'm smiling, you know, that's how the minds are. I'm not angry. I understand the minds. No disturbance, none whatsoever. And at the traffic light, I have a quick glance. This was a young man, you know. So that's how reactions are. Reactions are that they have been in that experience before. But instead of applying it and taking it positively, they give it back to some other people. And that behavior, that mind, will never have peace. So we are people, a group of people trying to find how to make the mind peaceful. And from that peaceful mind, how to make our life happy. So when you see that, straight away you recognize what's going on. And you become patient, you know, you don't really compete, or you don't really fuel the situation. You let it go as it is. And later on he realized, you know, when I was in the other lane, he drove fast, but I wasn't competing with him. I just drive the speed of the, you know, things. I wasn't trying to overtake him. I was on the right lane, so I wasn't worried. And then he slowed down. He realized that I'm not doing anything. So he made me feel a bit silly. So that's how, you know, you understand people. That's how you, try to interact. Not with anger, but with understanding and wisdom. Isn't it? I saw some people tailgating each other and raising each other, and you know. When the mind is disturbed, when the mind is restless, many things that people do unnecessarily out of ignorance, then that's what happened. And little things, they're not big things, but from that little things, it just grew and grew and grew, the anger, you know, grew and grew and grew and exploded. And then many things that happens are not necessary, and the results can be quite devastating. So living with reflection is seeing things as they are as well, because you know the mind. That mind, whoever mind it is, whether it's an old man or a young pretty girl or that young man, in that situation, if they have been in that, you know, experience before, they will act that way. Sometimes you know, driving and then you want to change to another lane. Some cars anticipate that and then wouldn't, you know, let you in. The way they drive, always blocking you, you know. I have a very good experience about many, many years ago. It was in the night. I was driving and then at the traffic light, I need to take the left lane. I was on the right lane. And I want to go to that lane. So, before that, you know, I wasn't thinking of that. So I was driving there, you know, there's another car on the other side, driving like that. And I realized, oh, I got to change to that lane, you know, if I want to turn to the other lane. So I slow down. And that car slows down. Okay, I speed up a little bit. The car speed up a little bit. Okay, it's still quite a far, long way to go to the traffic light. So then I slow down, and that car slows down. And no cars there, so I really slowed down, about 40. That car also slowed down. So I speed up a little bit. That car also speed up a little bit. But what happened was, it was only a small car, and I was driving a Holden, you know, Commodore. So I start getting quite amused then, you know. So I really slow down about 40, and that car slow down, and I pick up, you know. Push the accelerator and go, you know. The car, my car can do that. That car couldn't do it. So I go whoosh, and you know, in the front, and I saw, it's an old lady, you know. I saw the steering wheel like that. She was so frustrated, she can't, you know, block me.
An old lady.
Or not that old, maybe about 40, over 40, you know, I can see that. So sometimes just the heifer in life, many frustrations, many experiences that they were unhappy with, it has been done to them before. So now it is a chance for them to get back. So people are angry. So we don't need to get into that way. Like I do, do it. Never do it, you know, when you are angry or when you are ignorant or when you are confused or out of fear. Never do anything when you are in that situation. When you do, make sure your mind is clear, not out of anger or hatred. And I need to get out of the situation. I need to get to that lane. And that's why I did that, you know. So I went and she can't chase me anymore because it's a very fast car I have. You know? So that was the one thing. And then one time when I was, you know, going to work, sometimes, you know, the traffic is a lot and then, you know, some cars in the front driving slowly, you know, then, you know, you need to stay on that lane, but you need to drive a bit faster because you need to get to work. You time your time, you know, how long will it take to work. Then the technique is, you know, if you're on the left and the front car is driving really slowly and there's no car on the right, change lane to the right. But you're not going to take over or going to, you know, take over that car and go into that lane. You want to drive the speed. If it's 60, you want to drive 60. If it's 70, you want to drive 70. And that car will drive 60 or 70. That's the psychology. Because when you're at the back, they want to drive slowly. But when you're on the other lane, they want you to take over. So they'll drive the speed. So that's it. You stay there. You don't need to, you know, take over or anything. And when you need to turn, then only you, behind them, you know, you turn into that lane. So you save time, you know. I study this a lot, these minds, how they behave, you know, the way I drive. I drive differently, see how they would react. So from these, you know, contemplation, reflection on the life, my experience, these are the things I learned. So if I want to drive the speed, you know, I just, you know, change lane and see what they do. You try it. It works, you know, all the time, you know. And then, like today, I was a bit early, so I don't need to drive that fast, you know. So I don't even drive 90 on the highway. I only drive about 85. So the cars at the back coming, you know, I'm always constantly looking which car is coming first, very fast, and, you know, then I change lane, so let them go, and then when they go, I change back lane, you know, so that I'm not a hindrance either. So why do I do that? Because of this experience. People in the front sometimes drive very slowly. I don't want to be seen that, but the reason I'm driving slowly is to save fuel, to save global warming, you know, that part of the reason. You drive slowly, then you don't use that much petrol and don't have much that emission. So that's the reason I was doing it, but there are people who are in a hurry. So you constantly, and then when there is only two lanes, then I have to drive 90 at least on the left, so people who want to drive 100 can drive on the right. And there are people sometimes on the right driving 90. Wouldn't move. Isn't it? So these are the things, people who don't reflect and people who reflect and contemplate. So if we live a life like this with contemplation, with that is what I'm saying is awareness. Where does this awareness come from? That's come from this meditation. That we were meditating on noise, not only any noise, we were concentrating on that low noise, the music, background music. We have to really concentrate to hear that one. So this is awareness. Another name of awareness is remembrance. You remember it, not forgetful. So when things come like that, you know, with this awareness that comes in, you're aware that how your mind is, you're aware that what the other person's mind is. So from that, you apply it. Because Buddhism is not only theories, it is a practice. Unless you practice, you won't get it. So in this sense, what we're doing is we're trying to practice it. We're trying to learn from the experience through this awareness and through this concentration. Only when this concentration is strong enough, established, and the awareness is there, you can see these things. Otherwise, what happens when we forget about this? We get tangled into it, and we start rolling with them in the mud. So that's why we are not happy. That's why we have problems. That's why we are always trying to find happiness. Because there is no awareness, there is no concentration. And once you have this awareness and concentration, through this simple life experience, everyday experiences, we can live life happily. So I offer this to you today, to live life with your own reflections, apply it within yourself and apply it to others for your own happiness. Thank you.